Here we are for another Natter That Matters, because of course all conversations count, the ones in your head and outside of yourself. And outside of me just for the moment is the lovely Sarah Burton. Welcome. I hope you're all good, ready to talk about
yourself. I am very good. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Lovely to have you with us. Do you know what? I listen to podcast people and they try and introduce their guests. I think you should do it. Like, you can do it better than me. Why don't you introduce yourself, Sarah?
I do the same on my podcast as well. So I'm Sarah Burton. I am the Start Over Coach. And I help people. I help coach and mentor people when they are ready to make a big change. I love the line, you know, when staying the same is no longer an option, because I think that is very much a point where there's no going back. So yeah, that's me now.
I love that. Start Over Coach. Now, a little birdie tells me, or I might have spotted it on your socials, you might have just trademarked that.
Yeah, it's mine.
I own it. Lovely. I love it. Start Over Coach. And I'm assuming then from that title that it's in anything. Could be business, career, love life. I don't know, coming out as gay. Or could it be anything where you're starting over anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Like all of the above. I came to that phrase start over coach because I've been through an awful lot in the last four or five years. I got an ADHD diagnosis, I got separated and then divorced, moved out of the family home, unfortunately. Very sadly, my mother died very suddenly from a very aggressive cancer last year. There's been a lot going on, but in all honesty, it's like it's life happening. And it sort of spurred me on that I decided to close my previous coaching business while I was going through divorce. And I really wanted to stop and gather myself together a bit and, you know, and start over. And this theme, you know, we all have been through personal start overs from the moment we started learning to walk. And it's often given a bit of a bad rap in terms of, you know, if you say, oh, I'm starting over, people are almost like sympathetic, like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, in actual fact, I believe it's a very brave thing to do. There are certain skills around it, resilience. And, you know, when you're in a place of uncertainty, when you're in something completely new, whether you've put yourself in that position or whether a change of circumstances has made it happen like to you, there are so many opportunities. And to be able to walk through life equipped with knowing yourself well enough to be able to not only believe in yourself, but trust that no matter what happens to you, or what you want to do, you can trust that you can find a way forward. Oh my gosh, there is nothing negative about that at all. So yeah, I want to champion the phrase, but obviously it infiltrates through my coaching business.
Absolutely. I love it. The thing is, I'm self-diagnosed ADHD quite recently, actually, just from watching things going, oh yeah, that's me. Delved into it, I'm like, oh, it's definitely me. I'm also now looking at autism, like the autistic traits as well, going, oh, that's me. I fidget all day long. I've always been doing that. I used to get told off by my mum all the time, stop biting your nails, stop scratching your head, stop, like all those kind of things. Absolutely. So it really is, that's quite a shock, isn't it, to actually realize that's why you're who you are, or that's how you're who you are. But yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that a lot of people that are watching and listening will have been through. Sounds like you've had your fair share, most definitely. And I think people that are a bit neurospicy, we do tend to grab things and move with them, or we create them. Like my dad used to say to me, and pardon this phrase, but sorry, Dad, he said, you'll never be happy when you've got a hole in your ass. My dad was a and every time I think, oh, I'm going to do something else, it's like it all gets a bit samey. So I will be a change maker in my own life, and I bet you're the same. Sounds like it. So as I'm in a house and I'm happily settled, and I kind of get to know the lay of the land, I think, oh, I wonder what it'd be like to live by the coast, wonder what it'd be like to live here. So I think some of us naturally shift ourselves, naturally want that, and then others are quite resistant to it, aren't they?
So yeah, it's a really valid point. And I actually read the other day that one of the traits of having ADHD is, and the phrase actually came up, is that we love to start over. We like to go, okay, forget that, I'm starting over on this. And I sort of had a chuckle to myself because I thought, oh yeah, actually that's fairly standard. But it's still how you embrace it. And I think sometimes I've had all throughout my life, you know, I changed my career fairly often, and when I got made redundant years ago, I ended up, you know, moving to another country and progressing my career further and so on. And wonderful things happened. And I think it's because it's in us, you know, to not necessarily be afraid of change, because us neurospicies, you know, we like the dopamine hits, right? We chase the dopamine. So when you're placed in a state of chaos, we generally thrive on that kind of thing. So I'm not saying it has to be, you have to be ADHD to see it in a positive way, but it's definitely something I always heard. Can't you stick at anything? Why can't you just be happy with, you know, the way things are? And so I used to think that there was something wrong with me because, yeah, why couldn't I just stick with the way things are? Because I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. And so, you know, what is wrong with starting over? You know, every time we start over, we're not starting from scratch. You know,
No.
that's one thing that a lot of people say, oh, if I start over in a new career in my midlife, I'm starting from scratch. But you're not. And I love to help people find all those good things from their past, that, you know, they can give them their own evidence of this is all of this has brought you to this point, and that needs to be valued.
Absolutely. A long time ago, I worked out that if I don't ma find a way of shifting and changing things in things, I will just wreck it to the ground. And I've done a bit like you when I started to write my book in 2019, and I started it with all the lessons I'd learned in different careers. And as I went through the different jobs, I thought, oh crap, I can't write about all these. Honestly, the whole book would just be that. I realized I had to kind of paraphrase it. But yes, very much and a year or three, every 3 years, changing and completely changing industries, not jumping into a job with the same kind of industry, always different. So I think some of us do that. So I've worked out now, a bit like I've got programs that have been running like 5 years. And I kind of sometimes go, well done, Vivian, because you know that the old you would have just wrecked that after 12 months and started something completely fresh. Whereas I realized I can just shift it and change it. You know, people that have been in that mastermind for 4 or 5 years, I'm like, right. And in fact, we did it yesterday. I said, right, we're doing a bit of a change now. We're going to change the way we're doing things. We're going to change the structure, the content. We're going to go faster, or we're going to go slower. And I think they're kind of used to that, and I think they value it. It's probably how I now keep clients. So what used to be a nightmare is now an absolute superpower, I think, in business. And it sounds like that's what you help people with.
I love that you've said that because, you know, one of the things that I work with clients on is, you know, creating businesses they're in alignment with. And that sounds like, well, yeah, of course. But it's so easy because we're evolving and changing all the time. We're having experiences that leave a print on us that have changed us forever. And sometimes those are big things. Sometimes it can just be a little realization about yourself, and all of a sudden you can drop bad habits and move forward. So it's, yeah, where we're evolving, I think sometimes, and I think particularly women, you know, when we're carrying that mental load of everyone else, you know, around us and their plans as well, we can sort of lose ourselves a little bit. And what happens is everything else is evolving. And if we don't evolve, or if we're not conscious of how we need to sort of leap forward to catch up with ourselves almost, does that make sense?
Next level, so I call, so I say, it's
So
finding
we can't be in alignment with things unless we actually understand what's going on inside us
no.
and what's important to us now.
Well, we have to leave alignment for a little while, and so you depends on how you see alignment. Alignment is the feel good, isn't it, essentially for most? But sometimes we have to be slightly unaligned, as in a bit scared to move to the next level. So you and I do a similar thing, probably in different ways and possibly different people. But you have to step outside of that, and I think what people do is they get to the stage where they've had enough, and then they try and take a big leap, and it's like a, you know, jumping off a cliff. And I hear people say, "Oh, you know, it's a massive deal. I'm jumping off a cliff." I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Let's just step it back a bit. Let's just find a few steps. Let's just do it a different way, because not everybody wants to take a big, you know, jumping out of a plane. Whereas some people." So my question, Sarah, is: do you help people who know they want to change and are stuck, Which is typically what I do. Or do you help those that want to change in how to do that? Or do you help those that want to go fast, go fast? Which who do you serve and in what way? Who are your ideal people?
Can I swear?
No, I swear all the time. It's normal.
Yeah,
I was born without the F word. It's just normal in my.
I was say, I think I help people, or it works best when they've got to a place where they've experienced a fuck this shit moment, right? And it's like, I think there are five stages to a start over. And the first one is they're stuck, and plateaued. And often we don't even know we're there. And you can be there for 5, maybe 10 years. So you're in that place where you're trying new things, but you're still kind of in the same space. And I come across, with online businesses, you probably have this as well. People maybe have been thinking about creating an online course, and all of a sudden they realize they've been thinking about it for 5 years, and the right time has never come along, right? And then we have, I politely call it the stop moment, but it is, it's that fuck this shit. It's that time when you come up, something so small might just happen, but it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back, and you realize that you are not going back. You have to make the change. So in that example, they're like, right, I am now going to do this. I'm going to create this online course. And all of the reasons are still the same, but they're now much more important. It's like, no, I can't go about that. It can happen in a relationship. You mentioned earlier about, if someone's coming out later in life, those sort of things. It's like, I cannot carry on anymore in this particular mold. That's when I come in. And it's so powerful then, because I mean, I have discovery calls all the time, and I'm like, they're not there yet. They're just not there yet. They're in that place where they're thinking about it. But when that happens, that's when I get the email. That's when I get the message saying, okay, I get it. And sometimes, sometimes people have an absolute clear vision of where they want to go, and other times they don't. And either works, because sometimes, if you've got a clear vision, and then it's a case of, okay, what do I need to do to get myself there? I know where I am right now, I know where I want to go, and then it's fleshing out that. But when you're in a place where you know you need to change, but actually you're not really sure what it is that you really need to change. And I'm a living example of that. I got to a place in my business, and so I kept changing. Something wasn't right. And in actual fact, I was so unhappy in my marriage, and it was, eating away at my confidence, and I knew things were really, really bad. Once I got to the stage where, okay, that can't carry on any longer, a lot of things became clear to me. So what I'm doing now, I wouldn't have ever had that vision at that time, but I got to the stage where I knew I couldn't go back. I knew I needed to change things, and I started the journey from there. And now the clarity over who I am, where I'm going, what's happening is massive, because I've really gone through, what do I need to take forward with me? What's the good stuff? And sometimes we have to rediscover that. We have to rediscover, reignite some of the things that are absolutely fabulous about us. But it's like a push-pull. If you've got too many things that are holding you back, you just can't move forward. It's like wading through treacle to make that progression forward. But the minute we start to address what's holding us back, we get real about it. We decide, yeah, okay, not necessarily going to be a comfortable ride, but it's the right thing. And so, yeah, that's where I tend to step in there and help them fathom it all out.
About your environment and your identity. So the identity of Sarah, who was married and in that environment, that wasn't the Sarah that could be who is today. So
Yeah,
breaking
absolutely.
free of identity, which is the work I tend to do, well, I do mostly NLP, is all about identity, leaving behind levels of identity and beliefs and behaviors that went with that. So it sounds like you had a real, I'm not that person anymore, I'm going to be that person, which sounds like
Yeah.
how.
And I think we have several identities along the way, don't we? I can see the Sarah in the future. Do you know what I mean? And I also know that in order for me to get there, I've got to be a few different Sarahs along the way.
I do a whole
Evolve.
about best level self, like the
Yeah.
best level self. So tell me about future Sarah then. So the one that one that you're talking about over there, we're so visual. Look, ADHD is in the world. Look, we're all over here
Yeah.
in our world. Yeah, what if you can see us, we're all hands, lovely. So what about future Sarah then? Tell us about her. I was going to
Well,
ask at the beginning.
Future Sarah actually started about 5 6 years ago, when I first started my last podcast. And my last podcast started off being called Build a $1 Million Online Business. And I'd gone to a Kajabi conference over in the States. I was totally inspired. And I first got that glimmer of, why not me? Actually, why couldn't I actually build a business that had huge, made huge contact impact that really fulfilled me, and and made some proper money? I very much believe that money amplifies people. So I knew it wasn't just it's about the money. It was about building a business where that almost was a byproduct of what I was doing. So in many ways, I've kind of come back to that, because after that, I let a lot of external factors in my life at that time kind of say, you're not going to be able to do that. That's not something you're going to do. People like you don't do that. And so I sort of fell into that trap. So she's come back, blah, 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 blah. Now I hear that, and it just washes off me, because I think, well, you are totally entitled to your opinion. That's no problem at all. And so that's what my mission is now. And this mission embodied through Start Over, and really helping people to find their thing that does allow them to not care what other people think anymore, because they really believe in it and it's solid. So my moving forward, trademarking the Startover Coach, for example. I'm building my business right now. It's really beginning to take off. The podcast is doing well, and I'm getting to that stage now where I can only do so much. And what would it be like to be able to train other coaches with the principles behind, with my structures and so on, so that they too could, become a Startover Coach as well. And then we're really beginning to make some ripples in the
Yeah.
coaching market.
Sarah, so I teach people and certify them to be deep structure NLP coaches. So we're in
Yeah.
the boat. We want to help people to help other people because we're each
Exactly.
one person, each of us, we can only do so much. I love that. We're similar in our views. Somebody said to me last week, "Oh, you've got lots of people on your podcast and you're doing similar things." I said, "I know, isn't it brilliant?" And she said, "Aren't you scared that they're going to steal your clients?" I went, "No, not at all, because
Oh,
like
Vivian, I love that you've said that.
as people, like we're very different, although we're both very quick and visual. Like there is definitely enough business for everyone. And now I'm certifying coaches to do what I do. And so I said,
Yeah.
so training people to do what you do, and people could go to them. I'm like, I know, isn't that great? Because
Yeah.
I can't coach everybody. I've been booked out for 3 months in advance. Like I'm going to disappoint people, or I can help them with people who are
Yeah.
trained. I've trained them. So yeah, it's a joyful thing. So your business is in its kind of startup. It's starting over itself, is it?
Yeah,
Where
it is, because I close, I finished my last one. I closed that down, and really, I only sort of started at the end of last year. And yeah, so it is. It's in its infancy, but it's like I'm not starting over from scratch. This is not the first business that I've built. So that almost feels like it was perfectly. It was an easy thing for me to go, okay, so we just start up again. That was easy for me because of my previous history. But I can I just touch on what you've just said about competition and all that kind of thing. I'm really glad you brought that up, because it's something that, there's lots of talk, isn't there, all the time about, oh, the coaching market is flooded, everybody's got ADHD now, all of these things. And I think when we're in that little pond of that sort of community, it's very easy to fall into that trap. But the minute, like you've done it, I've done it, the minute we really deep dive into what is our mission? What do we want to be doing? Who are we to be doing it? What skill sets do we bring? What personality do we bring? What are all the unique things that we bring that makes you, Vivian, doing what you're doing and me, Sarah, doing what I'm doing? And isn't that just the best place to be? Because you just naturally then just carve your own path and you don't need to look at what everybody else is doing because it doesn't matter. It's you're
No.
able to focus on what you're doing.
I
So
mean, don't get me wrong. If someone comes into my She Enjoys Facebook community and starts being a dickhead, I will just remove them. I don't care what they
that's
do.
different. Yeah.
Oh, you've removed me because I'm a competitor. I said, oh, I'm removing you because you're direct messaging people. And that's not really how I like things in there. Oh, okay, if I can show you a way stuff, it's very 1997 and it's not a bit of me. And I know it's not a bit of the people in the group, and I don't want people to leave because of you. So you're leaving. Thank you. So, I think people think you're a pushover if you collaborate and you inspire and you support and you showcase other people. And I've been showcasing other people for since 2015. So, and I've, in that time, I've had some people really shaft me. Ring clients say, no one's working with her anymore. Come and work with me. I've had some real nasty stuff, people gossiping behind my back and stealing IP stuff. You live and learn a lot of lessons, but actually I think intrinsically, eventually the good people win. That's my belief system realistically, and those people will get, they'll get their karma, won't they? So Sarah, I'm so happy about what you're doing. It's absolutely brilliant, and I'd love to be on your podcast. I'd like a pound for everything I started over in my life, so that's a massive interview we could do there in my life. And in fact, I've just done a start over for a done a start over. You could have it on my health, that was triggered by a not so nice situation of losing a friend very, very quickly. And it's made me think, he was 54, I'm 51. He was pretty healthy compared to me. Get your shit together, Vivian. And so now I've got a very different self-talk, like you say that. And it wasn't a big dramatic, oh my God, you've got to change. It was like, right then. It's just, and sometimes people think that their breakthrough have to come after a big breakdown. I mean, some of them do, but actually can sometimes they can just be a gentle, now then, let's do this. It's a different decision, it's a different feeling, and there's a different air to it, isn't there? So yeah. How do
Definitely
people
a different energy. I think I very much believe in energies and yeah, you're absolutely right. It's when that energy, it is when that energy changes. Yeah. Good for
I mean,
you.
me that hates exercise since I used to get bullied at games, and I hate, and I was very well developed as a girl, so that I had all the boobs and the everything, so I didn't like the showers, and I realized I associated in my brain the two, and of course they're not, so I never did games because I didn't want the showers. And so in my head still is like, I hate exercise. It's like, no you don't, actually. You hate showering with other people, and actually I don't even hate that now because we all look the same now, don't we? I didn't when I was 8 years old, but I do now. So yeah, I spend my whole time trying to, disrupt them in my head and say it's not that anymore. Forget thinking like that. Let's just reprogram that. And doing that with other people. What? How do people get hold of you, Sarah? Their website, or do we should we put the link underneath?
Yeah, we can put the link underneath. I think there's my podcast, which is the Start Over podcast, which is on Apple and Spotify and all the usual platforms, or just my name, saraburton.co.uk. And on social media, you'll find me as Start Over with Sarah.
Lovely. I love the S's. Start over with Sarah. I love a bit of that. Lovely. And the kind of things you do on pop, by the way, it's lovely to interview a podcaster because you don't have any talking. Sometimes it's like, asking lots of questions and not getting, oh, the one, don't you? You know exactly what I mean. So what kind of conversations do you have on your podcast? Why would people tune into that? And I mean, it's a big deal now, isn't it? Everyone wants them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, mine's a real mix. I started it at the end of last year. So this part, I think we're on episode 14, 15, maybe. And so some of them are solo episodes where I've got ADHD. I love to overshare, right? So there's some solo episodes where I'm talking about personal experience, but I'm pulling out the lessons. I'm putting in those little self-coaching questions so that people can sort of take whatever they want from it and move forward with it. And then I've got interviews as well. So yes, you'd be more than welcome to come on the podcast. So interviews, we've had one about imposter syndrome. With the lovely Claire Yosa. I've had people on there start over on running and exercise, which you might like. there's yeah, it's about their transformations really. Sharing their startovers and then something that's also valuable to the audience as well. So yeah, a mixture of interviews and solos. And sometimes I share things that have happened to me that I think are, because I'm on this journey as well. We're all on a startover, and I've got a lot of startovers at the moment. Still going on. It's all part of the journey, and I think those things really need to be spoken about. It's not all, yay, this is going to be great. There's that element to it, but also there's the reality of actually going through that transition, and the ups and downs that come with it. And talking about what kind of resilience you need, and things you need to think about in order to keep yourself going.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm just making a note what link to put on this so that when it goes live, they can come and find you. It's been an absolute joy to have you here. I thought it would be, and I knew it would be. So thank you very much, Sarah, for being here. And I look forward to watching and seeing people start over under your beautiful assistance. And if we can help in any way with your business, of course, let us know. And I'm definitely coming on your podcast to talk about some of mine, including gambling addictions,
Yeah.
drug addiction, all sorts of interesting things.
I'll have a big episode.
And businesses and building houses. Like I'm, yeah, very much a dopamine queen. Somebody called me a
Thank
dopamine
you.
queen. Maybe I should have that as a title, actually, but no, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting to you. And thank you so much for having me on.
Lovely. See you somewhere soon, my lovely.
Thank you.